Hello and welcome to Where the Living Room Used to Be, a podcast about Rhode Island's music scene.
RI5 with Daryl Black Eagle Jameson. What is or was your favorite Rhode Island record store and why?
Wow. I'm trying to remember what record store was here when I first came here.
Okay. I mean, it was a lot on Thayer Street, you know, like Tom's Tracks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were ever into that in your ear.
Thayer Street. I think I used to go up there and buy records because
back
in the day when I first moved here, that's where I used to go, was Thayer Street, because that was the happening place. So I remember going up there and getting records. And I also remember going up to the Army Navy store up there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to, you know, I was when I moved here, I was out of the military only 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I still like to have all my gear, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go backpacking, I have my, you know, Alice frame on me and everything.
Cool.
So, yeah, I mean, Thayer Street, I used to go over there and I'd eat at Andrea's. I'd have their nice omelets, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what's up.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, good. Good stuff, man. That's good time. Good. You know.
What is your favorite drink that's tied to the state? So this could be, a local brewer or a coffee roaster or Dell's. Coffee milk, awful awfuls, anything?
Yeah. I mean, the awful
all
awful.
All of it? No.
Yeah, I mean, awful awful was always, you know, that was great. I love that, you know.
Yeah.
I love the good milkshake, man, you know.
Yeah. What kind do you go with? Anything special?
Yeah, I love the vanilla, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. The vanilla was just the taste of it. It was good. I mean,
nice.
I might have a chocolate now and then, but the vanilla was top shelf for me.
Yeah, I realize you could do some other things. Interviews over the times, people are like, oh, you can put sprinkles in it. You can do all this other stuff.
Yeah,
fancy with it.
Stuff was great, man, you know.
Yeah.
And Dole's was on the second, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Some good stuff here. Cool.
Yeah.
What is your favorite place in Rhode Island?
That's a tough one. Yeah. That's a tough one. I got to think about this one. Because I got a lot of favorite places.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite...
You can list multiple ones as well.
Yeah. One of my favorite places was the town, because I lived there, was Riverside.
Okay.
And I loved Riverside because it was like home, you know, when I moved there. And Crescent Park, I love Crescent Park, but I used to go to, what's the other park down there?
Bold Point, there's Sabin Point.
Sabin Point was my favorite place.
Yeah.
Because when I first moved here, I moved here with a group of guys, I was doing environmental work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out there every night at Sabin Point and go fishing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Was the little dock there?
Yeah, the dock was there.
So you could kind of go out a little bit.
Yeah, we'd go out on the dock and I'd go fishing for stripers and blues and stuff like that. So it was like, I loved that place.
Yeah.
And even after I moved from there, I'd still come back up there.
Yeah.
I took my wife up there. It's like, you know.
It's a cool section in East Providence.
It is.
Getting down there, like, it has a totally different vibe. And
Riverside
hidden,
then was like, it was like really cool. I mean, I lived at Village Green then.
Okay.
Which was a really cool place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always felt like, because I could hear the boats going through it at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, I always wanted to get back there. And, and live there again, but my wife didn't want to, so I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah, you're smart.
But yeah, I mean, it was that was always my favorite place, and I still go there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working, you know, because I worked as a constable, I was on the road 24/7.
Yeah,
and I'd go up there and I'd have lunch at Miller's and get my my pastrami.
Ah,
you ever had one of their pastrami?
I have not. I've had their roast beef, but
which is good.
I don't think I've had their pastrami, but
you gotta try it.
Miller's pastrami, okay.
Good stuff. Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Perfect. What is your favorite Rhode Island pizza?
Well, So there's two places.
Yeah.
Okay, because Caserta's, I love their pizza.
Yeah.
But these days I don't eat much cheese, so I go over to De Paul Mary's.
Oh, okay.
And I get like
their strips.
Their strips.
Yeah.
Because their strips are fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. And I've been going there for years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you know, De Paul Mary's, and then, you know, Caserta's for the good pizza.
Yeah.
You know, always on the hill.
I guess. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you want the giant rectangle slab.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Nice. Go over to Casarini's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up with a lot of Italians in my town, so.
Okay, yeah.
I was always eating Italian food, you know.
Yeah.
I still have a buddy in Shrewsbury, Joe DiMaria, Di Maria, really.
Yeah.
His family's from Italy, and Joe still makes me meatballs and homemade stuff and everything, and then good friend. We played football together. His father was my coach, mm-hmm. you know. So I grew up with a lot of Italian guys, and so
yeah,
it was kind of my thing to hang out with them guys and eat their food. I loved it, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Nothing like a good meatball.
Yeah, they do something different. I don't know what it is.
Hey, they do, they do. And then the sauce, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still love the hill.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like Shrewsbury Street was in Worcester when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, actually, you must have gone to Dino's, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dino's, nice. The Boulevard Diner. Yeah. Parkway.
Yeah.
Good.
That's where my dad would take us.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was like special, yeah.
Yeah. Good old Shrewsbury Street.
Yep.
East Park.
Yeah. What is your favorite event that takes place in the States?
I got to say PBD.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You happy that it's kind of going back a little bit more to the roots this year, that it's going to be back
It's
more
going
downtown.
Back downtown this year?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I didn't like it the way it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't know why they did it, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change something that works.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
a lot of it is like we were saying, like there's that vibe that, you know, like you can't,
yeah,
you know, like move the geography of it because it changes that vibe. And
it sure did. Because I mean,
that's what you want, you know. Like,
yeah.
And if you've got it, like, I mean, you've been to a lot of events, you've played a lot of events. If when they have that vibe, you're like, this is something special. And when they don't, then there's nothing you can.
And they
really
ruin
do.
It.
So yeah.
You know, and I'll give Matt Smiley credit. You know.
Yeah. He tried. He listened.
Yeah, and he listened, you know.
You know,
and I knew last year because we were to play there last year. And if you remember, they had those big Saturday night. They had the big thunderstorm.
Yeah.
And so we had been standing by for like almost 2 hours because they were supposed to like wait till the rain cleared and we were going to play. And then we ended up not even playing.
Oh, okay.
But Barnaby Evans. Hooked me up with a gentleman who was playing down at the Water Fire. And we got over there, and because of the rain, the darkness and everything, we only got to play one song.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay, this saved the day because
we're
not playing PBD, which is my favorite, you know?
Yeah.
So we got to play downtown at the Water Fire, you know?
Cool.
And stuff. So it was it was good, you know? We only got to do one song because everything was backed up because of the weather. But it's just the fact that we were downtown, like where we want to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And all those guys, I mean, Barnaby and all those guys that do all those great festivals, they're great people, man. You know?
Cool.
I love working with those guys, you know?
That's great.
We played at that Water Fire Center this year, too. Last year for Remedy. The Remedy Gallery, were you?
Okay.
Did you get to see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
no.
Joel Rosario Tapia.
Okay.
Put it together. What a phenomenal job he did.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Him and his team, unbelievable.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was like a month's worth of art and stuff and culture. We had some of our drums on display, the big one.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't have the skin in it.
Yeah.
But it's like huge. It stands as high as this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in a circle. So like people were just like, wow. Yeah, like a wall, you know? You know? Yeah. We had bear skins there and everything, so.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. City Maga played.
Yeah.
He tore it up with his son. We played, you know. Yeah. Mayor was there. A lot of other people. It was a great, great show. And it was funny because I had to, I was at KEXP.
Okay.
In Seattle. And I had promised him I would be at his show. I flew back overnight from KEXP back to Providence, played his show. And my partner, Brittany, drove me to Boston at like 2 a.m. in the morning so I could be on that 4 in the morning flight to Vancouver so I could play the Jazz Fest.
So you flew home just to do that show and then went back to the West Coast?
Yeah, because I always keep my word, brother.
That's legit.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you, I will be there. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, and I flew back, man. It was crazy. I was so tired, man.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. 63-year-old guy, yeah. You know, no sleep for like 3 days.
So, yeah. So, Blackie will keep his word, but don't ask him to do that anymore.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Don't put him in that position to fly across the country. Back
and it was my fault because KEXP came up. It was supposed to be another date, and they had to change it. And I'm like, I
got to do this thing, yeah.
That was a great. KEXP was great, though.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, check that performance out. It's on YouTube. The entire performance is
there. Yeah, they did the entire performance, yeah.
So.
Yeah, legendary place, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did some great stuff. Last year was a good year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I anticipate this year to be a good year.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and when I release these films, too, even better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be some truth coming out.
Yeah. It's good. Well, Black Eagle, thank you. This was really cool getting to, you know, share some of these, you know, like more fun Rhode Island things. I'm going to go get to Miller's as soon as possible. And, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, my man.
Cool.
I'm ready for Miller's, too. Yeah.
We chose on it. We're Lakota.